Last week, an academic and his team were recognised for their outstanding work at the 2025 GSK Awards for Research Excellence in Virology. Professor of Virology at the University of Sydney, Eddie Holmes, and his team were the first research group to publicly release the genomic sequence of the virus causing COVID-19, enabling a collaboration network worldwide. Professor Holmes' team is obtaining gene analysis with AI to better understand how infectious disease epidemics emerge. To speak more about his work in virology, The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with Professor Holmes.
It's a really good, obviously, a great thing to happen. It's a kind of reward for my kind of team and collaborators over many years that have tried to use genomic sequence data to try and better diagnose infectious disease. So it's kind of, hopefully, it's a recognition of our past work. And for the future, it will allow us to do this in a more efficient way.
Well, congratulations. Now, could you please tell us a little bit more about the work that has led you to win this recognition?
So if you can, obviously, you will remember the COVID-19 pandemic. So I was involved in the kind of earliest sequencing of the virus. Now, how that happened, it's important to understand this because this is what I'm doing, and this award is I'm doing in the future. So what happened, if you remember back to Wuhan, my colleagues in China had some patients who were working in Wuhan, and they managed to take a sample from the lung, like you put a tube down, you get what's called a lung wash sample. It's a lung sample. And these patients had this new mysterious respiratory disease. What they then did was called metagenomic sequencing. So what you do is you take that sample and you sequence all the DNA in the RNA, all genetic material in that sample, and use computers to work out what those bits of DNA are, and mostly it's human, but in there is also bacteria and viruses and whatever. Now, in the case of this particular person from Wuhan, we found really high levels of a new coronavirus, and that became SARS-CoV-2, the cause of COVID-19. So that's the technique. The problem is, or the good thing is, in the same time, is you generate so much data, it's quite difficult to analyze. So every time we do this, we produce about the same amount of data as 10 complete human genomes. So what you need are good computers to analyze that data.
Well, you know, with artificial intelligence in full swing in different sectors and working for the industry as well, can you please explain a little bit more on how has it helped you in your research to understand viruses better?
Yeah, so, I mean, people get quite nervous when they hear AI, okay, because it conjures up images of subversive images. What it really is, though, is a very clever computer algorithm. Okay, a better word actually than AI is machine learning, because that's all it is. So what all you do is the computer program, the algorithm, is trained on some data. Okay, so you train it to recognize patterns, and it's very, very efficient at recognizing patterns in data. So what we do in our particular case is this. We have this huge amount of genomic sequence data, and we train the computer to recognize a pathogen. Okay, so we give it some data. We say, okay, you're now going to train you to recognize the signature of a pathogen in that genomic data. Once you've trained it, you can then allow it to look at real data. And the power of this technique is just much quicker and more efficient than the other computer programs.
Now, what do you see as the next breakthrough in the field of virology?
So virology is a very big discipline. I think there are a number of things we need to think about. One, obviously, we've all been through COVID-19. It's very, very likely, I hate to say this, but we will in the future get another pandemic of something. It's absolutely obvious. The way humans live today, move around the world, and pass viruses on just allows that to happen. So what we need to do is have good screening of new pathogens, and virology is kind of key to that. The second thing, I think, is that many people have chronic diseases. You can think of things like multiple sclerosis, for example. And if there's some evidence now that maybe viruses are playing a role in some of these long-term chronic infections, we didn't realize that they may have a viral cause, but maybe they do.
Now, my last question, in which way is this recognition helping you in your research? And what's the future work in what you're doing?
The plan is to really now get a diagnostic technique that's going to work within 24 hours. Now, what's important is this. Some people, there are some diseases we still don't know what the exact cause is. So a very common one is encephalitis or brain inflammation. About half the cases globally, we don't know what the cause of that encephalitis is. And so what my technique is going to help is try and find that cause.
Professor Eddie Holmes from the University of Sydney there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.